More now on that Baghdad neighborhood that was hit today. NPR's Anne Garrels, who's in Baghdad, went there after the bombing and spoke to the people who live and work there.
Commercial strips on both sides of a major thoroughfare were hit. 31-year-old Abbas Ben Ayan was working in his auto repair shop, one of several small storefronts, when the blast literally jettisoned him out of the door. That he survived is a miracle. There's nothing left now but a scorched hole. Covered in soot, he gives a list of those he knows were killed. Three in nearby mechanic shops. A 21-year-old in a water heater shop. A family in one of the charred apartments upstairs. He points to some shards of metal in a pool of blood. He says that's all that's left of a tea trolley and the man who not long before had been catering to local customers. At least 10 cars, which had been lined up to be fixed, exploded. Faris Rashid had been working under one. All that's left is a carbonized hulk. A couple who were driving by were caught in the conflagration and burned to death. The people here say they'd heard fighter planes overhead and several thuds during the morning, but they didn't pay attention because they'd grown accustomed to the bombing. And they imply to the accuracy of the bombs. Iraq's information minister declared the U.S. was deliberately attacking civilians. But people here didn't say that. More than anything, they seem disappointed with their misplaced trust in American precision and technology. They insisted this is a purely civilian neighborhood, though one resident pointed to a nearby area he said was a large military installation. That was impossible to confirm. Iraq's information minister seemed to gloat at the carnage, saying this proved the U.S. and British leaders were stupid villains and war criminals. He claimed the U.S. dropped cluster bombs here, but there's no evidence of that, and not even the angry residents of al-Shahab supported that assertion. Ambulance workers struggled with fire, hot, tangled metal, and darkness. Though noon, smoke from oil fires combined with clouds of sand had turned day into night. And as rescue work continued, it began to rain, converting the veneer of dust to a cloying yellowish mud. Iraqis say they've never seen such weather in March and called it God's revenge on America. A teenager thrust a can at reporters. He said it contained the brains of one of the victims. Others showed off a severed hand. Is this what you call human rights? Scoffed one young man. Is this what you call liberation? Asked another.
Why Bush killed children? Why? Children, women? Why? Bush fell down.
Like a Greek chorus, the crowd which gathered erupted into chants. Bush, Bush, listen well, we all love Saddam Hussein. Some carried ammunition pouches and Kalashnikovs. Asked how he would respond if American soldiers entered Baghdad, 42-year-old Abdul Razak said it's impossible they will enter the city, but he warned if they do, we will kill everyone we can. We will take our revenge. A student from the Technological University simply said sadly, this war had changed his mind about Americans. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.